Strategies for managing exotic pet introductions. Successfully strategies for managing exotic pet introductions can make all the difference when adding a new friend to your home. If you're considering introducing an exotic pet to your current furry family, understanding pet compatibility is key. You want to ensure a smooth transition and a happy household. By exploring how to assess your pet's behavior, evaluate new animals, and use effective training techniques, you can create a safe and harmonious environment for everyone involved. Let's jump into the world of pet introductions. Understanding pet compatibility for successful introductions. Assessing your current pet's behavior. Before you bring a new pet into your home, pay close attention to your current pets. Their behavior can give you clues about how they might react to a newcomer. Here are some signs to look for. 1. Social or solitary. Does your pet enjoy being around other animals, or do they prefer their own company? 2. Territorial. Is your pet protective of their space? This could lead to conflicts with a new pet. 3. Playful or aggressive. How does your pet interact with others? A playful pet might welcome a new friend, while an aggressive one could pose a problem. Take notes on your pet's habits and personality. This information will help you decide if a new exotic pet will fit in or cause trouble. Evaluating new exotic pets for compatibility. When considering a new exotic pet, you need to evaluate their personality and needs. Not all pets are created equal, and some may not mesh well with your current furry or scaly friends. Here's what to consider. 1. Species. Some species are more social than others. For example, a parrot might thrive in a busy household, while a reptile may prefer solitude. 2. Size. A big dog may intimidate a small cat, while a tiny hamster could be seen as prey by a larger pet. 3. Energy level. An active pet may not be a good match for a laid-back companion. Understanding the social needs of exotic mammals can also aid in making the right choice. Using a pet compatibility assessment tool to simplify your decision-making, consider using a pet compatibility assessment tool. This tool can help you analyze the traits of both your existing pets and the potential new addition. Here's how it works. Factor current pet new exotic pet compatibility, score social behavior, social high territoriality, low high energy level, medium high, medium size, small medium low. By filling out this table, you can see at a glance where your current pets and the new pet might clash. The higher the compatibility score, the better the chances for a smooth introduction. Gradual introduction techniques for exotic pets. Steps for safe and gradual introductions. Introducing your exotic pets can feel like walking a tightrope. You want them to get along, but you also want to keep everyone safe. Here are some steps to help you along the way. 1. Separate spaces. Start by giving each pet their own space. This helps them feel secure and reduces stress. 2. Scent familiarization. Swap bedding or toys between pets. This allows them to get used to each other's scent without direct contact. 3. Supervised meetings. When you feel ready, let them meet in a controlled environment. Keep a close eye on their behavior. 4. Short interactions. Start with brief meetings. Gradually increase the time they spend together as they become more comfortable. 5. Positive reinforcement. Reward both pets with treats and praise during interactions. This helps them associate each other with good experiences. Monitoring interactions. During the introduction process, keeping an eye on your pets during their initial meetings is crucial. Watch for signs of stress or aggression, such as 1. Hissing or growling. 2. Raised fur. 3. Ears pinned back. If you notice any of these behaviors, it may be time to separate them again and try another approach. Always be patient. Building a friendship takes time. Tips for overcoming common introduction challenges. Every introduction has its bumps in the road. Here are some handy tips to tackle those challenges. Challenge solution. Fearful behavior. Give them time and space to adjust. Aggression. Use a barrier, like a baby gate, to separate them. Lack of interest. Try introducing them during playtime. One pet being dominant. Ensure both pets have their own safe zones. Remember, patience is key. If you stay calm and consistent, your pets will likely find common ground. Effective behavioral training for exotic pet integration. Training techniques for socializing exotic animals. When you bring an exotic pet into your home, socializing them can feel like a challenge. However, with the right training techniques, you can help your pet feel comfortable and confident. Here are some effective methods to consider. 1. Start slow. Introduce your pet to new environments and people gradually. This helps them adjust without feeling overwhelmed. 2. Use visual cues. Exotic animals often respond well to visual signals. Consider using hand gestures or colored objects to communicate. 3. Create safe spaces. Designate areas where your pet can retreat if they feel anxious. This gives them a sense of security. 4. Engage with play. Use toys or treats to encourage interaction. Playtime can build trust and create a bond between you and your pet. Importance of positive reinforcement in training. Positive reinforcement is a game changer when it comes to training exotic pets. Rather than focusing on punishment, reward your pet for good behavior. Here's why it's crucial. 1. Builds trust. When you reward your pet, they learn to associate you with positive experiences. 2. Encourages learning. Pets are more likely to repeat behaviors that result in rewards. This makes training effective and fun. 3. Reduces stress. A positive approach minimizes fear and anxiety, making the training process smoother for both of you. Creating a structured training plan for new pets. A structured training plan is essential when introducing a new exotic pet. Here's how to create one that works for you. 1. Set clear goals. Decide what behaviors you want to encourage. This could be socializing with family or using a litter box. 2. Schedule training sessions. Consistency is key. Set aside time each day for training, even if it's just 10 to 15 minutes. 3. Track progress. Keep a journal of your pet's behavior. Note improvements and areas that need more work. 4. Adjust as needed. Be open to changing your approach if something isn't working. Flexibility can lead to better results. Example of a training schedule. Day activity, duration Monday, socialization with family 15 minutes, Tuesday, playtime with toys 10 minutes, Wednesday, quiet time in a safe space 10 minutes, Thursday, positive reinforcement training 15 minutes, Friday, review and adjust plan 10 minutes.